Now, from the left coast to the D.C. Beltway, covering the topics you love to hate and hate to miss, it's the Silk or Joe Show.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Yes, it is. Jane Silk with you. I know it's been a long time. So glad to be with everyone, really. I've been a little angry and been doing so many other things. I didn't want to pass on that anger to you, my listeners. So I'm calmer, but still so much to talk about. And I know you've been in good hands with Joe. So before we get on to our show and all our guests, let me give you a few notes. First, you got a pencil? www.mainstreetradionetwork.com is where you can avail yourself of our different social media platforms, or you can go directly there to our different platforms if you already have our address. And, you know, if you don't have a radio station in your neck of the woods, you could email us at info@mainstreetradionetwork.com, and we'll tell you where you can find one. In the meantime, we do stream our shows live, and so if, like I said, you don't have a radio station in your area, no problem. Just go to our website and pick on which show you want and listen live. Or if you've got things to do with the particular time that we're airing, no problem. We also podcast our shows. Besides, we're on various platforms all over the country. So I don't think there's that many ways you can miss out on us. And you know what? We're also very portable. So you can take us with us where you go. All right. Well, you know, sometimes the reason why I also haven't been on the air is because not for a lack of what to say. How about too much to say? Let's just put it this way. I was born before 2000, and so therefore the things that I grew up with, not the internet, not mobile phones, you know, we looked at people when we talked, a handshake meant a lot. If we had a different opinion from somebody else, we weren't called a racist or a homophobe or a xenophobe or whatever phobe or whatever name or adjective you want to give somebody because they have a different point of view, a denier, a dissenter, you know, argumentative, extremist, or terrorist. Those words have been used by one particular party, the Democrats. And if you don't know this or if you don't remember this, I am not a card-carrying member of any political party. Got that? Not any political party. Never have. Never will be. I am my own person. I will vote. I will go to that person who I believe echoes my sentiments, my values. And of course, we don't always know that because, you know, when you're out there in the public, you always put that good foot forward, and not always what you're really like once you get into office. And there's a myriad of things that change, of course, once you get it voted in, and there's so many people you have to please. But still, I refuse to believe that the 2020 election was a valid election. And I do believe in 2022 there wasn't a lot of cheating because we had over 68 bills. Do you understand? Over 68 bills that were passed in states all across this country from legislatures who can alter the voting rights and different changes. State legislatures can do that within a state, okay? So if there wasn't any problem in 2020, why did we have so many bills come forward in 2020, after 2020, and also in 2022, there were initiatives on the ballot? Let's talk about this and so much more. Censorship, but then, of course, election fraud, which, come on, folks, I don't care, you know, what particular aisle you're on and who you bow your head to, whoever floats your boat. Let me tell you something. I will not believe in a million years that Joe Biden got 94% of the votes after midnight in 2020, nor do I believe that Americans truly voted that man for president, nor do I believe he got more popular votes than Obama. Okay, so let's talk about this with General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, friend of the show, so glad to have him on, commentator, military analyst, and co-author of the bestseller book, Endgame, The Blueprint for Victory in the War on Terror, written by co-author General Paul Vallelet, U.S. Army retired. God bless, General. Thank you for your service. And as well, Mary Fanning, investigative journalist and author of The American Report. She is also co-author of The Hammer, is the key to the coup, the political crime of the century. And for those of you who don't know what the hammer is, it's a computer. And the program that computer was made to carry was called Scorecard, a computer that was vital in the cheating of Americans cheating in Venezuela to keep Chavez there, in Florida in 2012 to let Obama win, in so many other instances. General Mary. Mary, let's go to you first. Okay, so I'm a denier, obviously, because I do believe that 2020 was not a valid election, and we do have lawsuits still going forward. And now 2022, Maricopa County, Arizona, come on, that is the biggest joke in the world. And, you know, I don't know much about Carrie Lake. Unfortunately, I didn't follow the candidates as well. I do know about Hobbs, the Secretary of State, or the supposed winner of that election. And I really am surprised that, A, she didn't recuse herself, the governor didn't let her recuse herself, or they didn't make, either side didn't make her recuse herself. How do you judge an election that you're running in? Okay, so here we have Maricopa County. We had a whistleblower who came forward, who was actually in the lawsuit of candidate Carrie Lake, Republican candidate who has not conceded yet, who has filed two suits, one last Friday because the election then was certified. Mary, the gentleman, one of the whistleblowers, is a technician or security analyst who checks the labs of the votes in Maricopa County. He specifically said in this lawsuit that the votes were intentionally changed, and that's the only way they could have been changed, intentionally. So what say you about this? Are we going to see, what do you think that's going to happen with this lawsuit with Carrie Lake and then, of course, the candidate for Secretary of State and candidate for Attorney General also filed suits in this. Where there's smoke, there's usually fire. What do you say, Mary, please?
I could not agree more with you, Jane. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You think that they ran out of ink for the ballots and that was just a coincidence? There's an awful lot of coincidences going on. The good thing is that Carrie Lake is fighting back. And also, what is so important about everything that's taking place right now is in the backdrop of all this is Twitter. And in the backdrop of Twitter, yes, that has just been exposed is James Baker, one-time yes, FBI general counsel. And this is the man that had all the information on Hammer and Scorecard. And he was just fired by Elon Musk.
All right. General, you want to expand a little bit on that and give your opinion, sir, on on Arizona and Carrie Lake, and this case has to go forward, don't you think, General? Because there is no way now any court in this land could say she does not have standing. I am so tired of hearing that phrase. Oh, you know, I'm a voter and I should be able to sue Arizona or any other because that disenfranchises my vote when you cheat. So, General, what do you think? What's your opinion, sir?
Well, you're spot on, Jane, as is Mary. She's spot on. You're both election deniers. I'm an election denier. And they try to demonize you. This is an orchestrated military information operations campaign using massive cyber warfare as well as the mail-in ballots. There is no question that Carrie Lake, and I've been following it all the way through, had won overwhelmingly. And then Katie Hobbs started pulling all these tricks as the Secretary of State that she could do, running out of ink and all these different initiatives that were taken.
And shutting down for a while. Didn't they send some of the voting stations,
yes,
polling stations shut down for a while, which disenfranchised more Republican voters? Because as we know, excuse me, General, as we know, everyone, the Democrats are pretty sophisticated when it comes to mail-in ballots and early voting. And what, there was some 46 million apparently that voted early or with about that with Democrats. So General, do you think this case will go forward? Do you think it will open up this can of worms?
It must. And Carrie Lake is the first Republican that has had the courage. Jane, the Republicans won 5 Senate seats in the midterms. I repeat, The Republicans won 5 Senate seats.
And they won the popular vote, too. They won over 5 million more votes this midterm election, which is, you know, you have Georgia and you have Arizona that stand out, a little bit of hinky-dinky in Michigan and some others. But, you know, come on. This is, you know, this is America, for goodness sake. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying this.
Well, the fact is Bolduc won in New Hampshire. Dr. Oz won in Pennsylvania. He had 330,000 votes stolen from him by Fetterman. Herschel Walker won in Georgia.
Why did these folks go concede and go along then? I mean, you see Carrie Lake. Are you saying, General, that from the 6-7 states that we had, and I'll ask Mary this as well, the 6-7 states that we had in 2020, that we had empirically verifiable evidence that there was cheating going on? We had a number of people, including Jovan Pulitzer, who, by the way, will be on later in the show. Oh, that's the music telling us we're going to come back. But both of you, think about this. Okay, we had 6-7 states cheat last election that we knew about. Okay, we had some this go around. Why did anybody concede if they really thought that?
This report is sponsored by IBM. IBM, a leader in skills-based hiring, continues to remove degree requirements from roles in the U.S., with only 50% of positions requiring a degree. IBM created an apprenticeship program 5 years ago to expand the talent pool, an earn-as-you-learn program where apprentices are paid as they learn the skills for a particular role. These programs do not have college degree requirements, which helps apprentices avoid student loan debt and get the training to work in their industry immediately. There are also great opportunities for mid-career workers to build new skills or break into new industries without having to leave the workforce to be a full-time student. The program has a 90% conversion rate to full-time positions. Tommy Wenslow, talent leader, New Collar Initiatives.
Our Skills First hiring policy helps to address the talent shortage by expanding the pool of qualified candidates. And our apprenticeship program bridges the opportunity gap and creates a pathway for diverse talent to enter the technology industry.
For more information on IBM's apprenticeship programs, visit ibm.biz/USAApprenticeship.
Nearly 3 years after COVID, we now face a triple threat. Increased cases of severe influenza, more seniors and children requiring hospitalization to treat RSV infections, and of course, COVID-19.
There are new and still dangerous variants circulating here and around the world. And yes, cases have been rising recently, just as they did last year during the winter months.
Infectious disease experts will join us to answer questions and explain why this is happening and what we can do to stay as healthy as possible.
We know how masks work. We know about, you know, doing things outside is better than inside. So at the end of the day, this is not about being scared. This is about doing the right things. So thinking this is over is probably the most dangerous thing you can do.
Watch the Health Channel's Triple Threat, Flu, RSV, and COVID Town Hall, Wednesday, December 21st at 7 p.m. live on allhealthtv.com.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of 3 boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. Jane Silk with you. It's been a while, I know. So glad to be with you. I just thought I'd let my voice be heard so you know I am still around. Doing a lot of writing, you see, and trying to make sense of the world we live in. That's a terrifying prospect right now because there's not a lot of sense out there. You know, when we invented smartphones, all of a sudden people got more stupid. I'm sorry. When you go look when you go shopping or go to a restaurant, see how many couples are actually talking, walking down the street, go see how many people are actually looking at their mobile phones instead of looking at the street or in the mall or anywhere. I mean, come on, we've created a cell phone society, a technology society, and with that, misinformation, because not only am I an election denier, but there's also empirically verifiable evidence from Twitter and other sources. And of course, the mainstream media denying the Hunter Biden laptop story. 37% of Democrats said they would have never voted for Biden if they knew the creepy Joe, you know, liked to touch young girls. And come on, I mean, his daughter's diary, why hasn't that been more publicly brought up, about his daughter, Ashley Biden, saying that the reason why she's one of the reasons why she's so screwed up and went to drugs is because her father took showers with her as a child. Okay. And Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, was okay with all of this? There's a lot of things that we in this society are doing for one side, but on the other, oh, we're a denier, you're this, you're that. Nobody is allowed to have an alternative perspective, point of view, if you are on, and everything has to be associated to a political party. Oh my goodness, that is so unreal. I can't have an opinion. And if I do have an opinion, you're going to associate me to one political party, because it might be that one person in that party or other people in that party might feel the same way. Oh, gee, we had the same thought. Oh, was it that obvious? General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, commentator, military analyst, and co-author of the highly praised bestseller book, Endgame, The Blueprint for Victory in the War on Terror, written with General Paul Vallelet, U.S. Army retired. And, of course, Mary Fanning, investigative journalist and author at The American Report. She is also an author of the highly praised bestseller, The Hammer is the Key to the Coup, the Political Crime of the Century. Mary, let's go back to you. The question before the break, I know I was a little long-winded, but Carrie Lake, there she is, defending her right to defend. Okay, and we have a case coming up in the Supreme Court. I haven't heard anything yet whether or not it's going to be heard, the Brunson case, you know, where they didn't allow the 10 days before certification in Congress to audit the elections because there were so many problems and so many things went wrong. Mary, Carrie Lake, the only one. Why didn't anybody in any of those states in 2020 and the couple in the states now that you mentioned or the general mentioned, why didn't anybody do anything about it? Why didn't they? Were they afraid for their political future, or were they afraid to be right, or were they afraid to be wrong? I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Maybe they were just afraid. And as we wrote multiple times, this is about blackmail and leverage. So we know that across multiple states, elections were stolen. New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Colorado, Arizona, Georgia. We know in Georgia that, in fact, the combo codes that were put into effect in Fulton County, that is the combo codes interfaced with the in-person voting application. That means that they had all sorts of people that were registered to vote that shouldn't have been registered to vote. And the officials in Fulton County said not to put any of this in writing so that nothing would take place, that they didn't have evidence. Also terribly important is Ronna McDaniel, who did nothing in Georgia.
Really?
In order to... Absolutely.
Yeah, she didn't do very much, did she? I mean, she raised some money and quite a lot of money and stuff, but where did it all go to? And I thought after the 2020, she was really going to forcibly try to make the elections cleaner. What happened?
She was the only one in Georgia that could have sued for the stolen election, and she did nothing.
Why?
And the Supreme Court of Georgia, because she's on the other side, she's part of the deep state, the swamp. She's Mitt Romney's niece. Did anyone expect any better from her?
Okay. All right. That's fair. Yeah. You know, that's, I thought she took some different opinions from her uncle, you know, when she first got as the chairman and before the 2020 elections. You know, Romney was making all kinds of disgusting remarks about Trump. Look, Trump is a loudmouth. He is a carnival barker. But, you know, with all his foibles, which mainly was the fact that he doesn't know how to choose close confidants or people close to him, you know, he should have done things like, let Dennis Montgomery sing like a bird about hammer and scorecard. General, real quick, let me ask you something. Will Carrie Lake's, do you agree with Mary that all those other people possibly were scared of the repercussions or what happened to them or could happen to them? And why don't you think none of them decided to go that extra force when they clearly said that they didn't truly believe the results?
Yeah, look, Mary's spot on. Ronna McDonald is not on our side. What about McConnell? What did he do to support? And so the fact is, until we get people in there that are like Carrie Lake, Carrie Lake is a Republican Party star right now because she is fighting back. She is fighting back.
Let me ask you something. Why did they, you mentioned McConnell. Why in the world would the GOP leadership in the Senate reelect McConnell for minority majority leader?
Because too many of them are rhinos.
That many in the Senate?
In the Senate. And,
wow.
And as I said, they won the Senate by 5 seats, just like the red tidal wave that was supposed to come, but they didn't fight for it. They don't understand that the Democratic Party are masters of election using cyber warfare and mail-in ballots.
Which is also cyber warfare. Let me interrupt. Cyber warfare, which Obama made an executive order. Trump did. Trump went real far in his executive orders, but he was a coward in 2020. Didn't do what he should have done before 20, because he did it in eight. You know, he renewed Obama's orders, and he renewed them in 18, 19, and 20. But, you know, he went further than what Obama did. Okay, Mary, let me ask you. We had cyber warfare. We had other things. You know, nothing done. You know, Carrie Lake, if she is successful, if they wind up doing it, won't that change Mark Kelly? Won't that change everybody, all the candidates for Maricopa County? Won't that change for Arizona? Won't they all have to have, you know, won't they all be under that? If the governor, you know, has to have it redone, will all the other candidates as well?
Absolutely. Understand that everything that's taking place in this country is a communist revolution. And everyone that was put in place in order to achieve this, this is Alinsky playing out right before our eyes. The elections were stolen. And if the other side doesn't stand up, then there goes America into the long, dark night that we've been warned of. So this is about the people standing up. And thank goodness for Carrie Lake. She's doing that. But these elections were stolen, just like Bolsonaro's were stolen with hammer and scorecard. He won by over 5 million votes. Look at what's happening there.
Absolutely. What do you say, General?
Again, Mary, spot on. And until the Republicans start standing up and demanding audits, an audit will discover all of this, Jane. And we must understand that. If you go in all those mail-in ballots, probably half of them are illegals. And so you've got to really audit everything that goes in there. We can tell them the exact time frame that the cyber warfare was instituted.
I love what Harry S. Truman once said. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And folks, we have a lot of crooks in D.C. Just like Mary Fanning, investigative journalist, thank you so much. And author of The Hammer is The Key to the Coup, The Political Game of the Century, The End Game, The Blueprint for Victory, and The War on Terror, written with General Valerie Tom McInerney. Thank you.
Joe Montana has spent a lifetime making healthy decisions. After being on Medicare for the past year, he wants to help others make their next play when choosing a Medicare plan.
I turned 65 last year, and I've been taking care of myself with healthy meals, activities I enjoy, getting plenty of sleep, and staying connected to friends and loved ones. But a funny thing about reaching this age, you know what you want, You have little patience for nonsense and inefficiencies.
Montana wants other seniors to take the time to review their options ahead of the December 7th deadline.
I found Medicare to be very complex. Understanding when to enroll and which type of plan to choose was complicated and confusing. Ultimately, I assessed my options and chose WellCare. They helped me remove the hassles of signing up for a plan and offered me the benefits I wanted. I encourage others to take the time to find the right one for your needs and budget.
To talk to a broker, visit Medicare.gov, or to learn more about WellCare, visit WellCareNow.com. Spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, is a leading genetic cause of infant death. If left untreated, it can lead to progressive muscle weakness, paralysis, and in its most severe forms, permanent ventilation or death in 90% of cases by the age of 2 years. Diagnosing and treating SMA quickly is crucial to stopping progression of the disease, and treatments have advanced significantly in the past decade. Patients now have 3 FDA-approved options available. Patients and caregivers should talk to their doctor about options before deciding what is right for them. SMA parent advocate Hannah Weaver.
When we welcomed our son Payne into the world, we were shocked when he was diagnosed with SMA at only 5 days old through our state's newborn screening program. He seemed perfectly healthy. Without newborn screening, we would not have known anything was wrong until the disease had done irreparable harm to his body. We are thankful we were able to pursue treatment for Payne so quickly, but not every family is as lucky as we are. That's why I'm passionate about educating families about the signs of SMA and advocating for nationwide newborn screening for SMA.
For more information about SMA and to learn more about the benefits of early diagnosis and treatment, visit curesma.org. That is curesma.org. This segment is sponsored by Novartis Gene Therapies.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. At Children International, we know that the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. It starts with their first checkup, lesson, opportunity, job. That journey takes commitment from people like you and me to end poverty for good. Learn more at children.org.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep, a little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at PVA.org.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. And don't forget our great website, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. And avail yourself of our social media right there on the homepage. And, of course, on the tabs at the top, you can listen to our show live if you don't have a station in your neck of the woods. If you don't, email us at info@mainstreetradionetwork.com, and we'll tell you where you can go. And in the meantime, like I said, you can listen to us live at our whatever show, whether it's the Alan Nathan Show or Silk or Joe Show. Just go to the tabs up top and listen live. Or if you missed the show, then we also take our shows and put them up there for podcasting on our site. Or so many of the popular podcast sites also carry our show. So we give you a lot of different ways to listen. All right, let's get right to it. I'm really excited to have Jovan Pulitzer, inventor and host of Cut the Crap radio show. He's been at the front of exposing election fraud in 2020 and 2022. Between election fraud and censorship, everybody, this country went to hell in a handbasket right before 2020 election. You know, let's face it, we had the Russian hoax, which cost this country or taxpayers over $66 million of our hard-earned tax dollars. I know that's not a lot considering we waste about $500 billion a year. Our lawmakers, you know, if we either one or two things, if we put them on minimum wage, you'd see a lot of different changes in the House. Or if you made them pay back the money that they've wasted with these pork in these bills and this useless crap that they put in there, I guarantee you we'd have such surpluses in this country. Jovan, thanks so much for being with us and taking time out of your busy schedule. So much to go over. Okay, first of all, I just want to let everybody know again, I am not a card-carrying member of any political party, okay? I've told you that for over 20 years. Please don't try to identify me with one. If one day I sound like maybe somebody you know who's on the right, well, so what? I have maybe the same point of view. Or if maybe I sound something like somebody on the left, well, guess what? I have some points of view that are like them as well. So let me be myself, and from I call myself party of fair play, okay? So just because I believe that there was fraud in election and I don't believe Biden could ever in a million years get more popular votes than Biden, Obama, and no way in God's green earth did he get 94% of his vote after midnight. Never happened in this country. Statistically, there was too many anomalies. Okay, Jovan, 2 years after the election turmoil, voters, mostly GOP, some independents and Democrats, but mostly the GOP, over 70 million people, and that's a lot of people, don't feel very confident that their votes cast, let's say, at the 2022 midterms will be counted accurately. We have Carrie Lake, the governor-elect, or the candidate for governor of the great state of Arizona, which, you know, seems to have a lot of election problems, like Georgia, Pennsylvania, you know, some of the same states that we had before in 2020, not as much since we had over 68 legislative bills passed across the country in state houses to, you know, try to have a little bit more election integrity. What say you on Arizona and the fact that the actual gentleman, one of the whistleblowers who checks the labs of the voting machines and how the votes are tabulated, you know, is also going to be talking for Carrie Lake, saying that the fraud happened intentionally. So what say you on all of this? Because you're at the forefront, you're in the news, analyzing and exposing this fraud. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. Well, you know, when we originally did the first forensic audit in Arizona 2020, which started in 2021, April of 2021, it was the first time in history we've ever in any election, specifically even a presidential election, that looked in excess of 2 million ballots. At that time, the media, and I mean the mainstream media, was gaslighting us, because I believe there's an unholy trinity between government, media, and academia. They were all screaming there was no such thing as fraud. That's why even before the votes were counted, they started saying safest election ever.
Yeah.
What you just saw in midterms was a duplication of what happened in 2020, except they were a little bolder and they went a little further. But evidence has been found that these machines not only can be corrupted, but they absolutely are corrupted.
And they're not supposed to go online. Is that correct? But some of these machines have internet capabilities, which they're not allowed to. That's how apparently they were able to change tabulations at the adjudication centers in 2020. Jovan, I mean, what's it going to take? I mean, do you think this will, I mean, Carrie Lake has to have standing. The courts can't use the stupid excuse like they did in 2020, batting down all the cases. You don't have standing here. Very convenient, because they didn't want to handle this hot potato ball. Look what happened in 2000. And by the way, only the Democrats can say there's no election fraud. But Hillary Clinton, she talked about fraud in 16 and 20. I mean, oh, my God. And in 2000, they called it fraud. That Bush, I mean, only they can say it's fraud, but nobody else can, huh?
That's true. Well, it's certainly a double standard. Look, 2020, even though it was a disaster, it was an incredible gift for the nation because it opened our eyes. We assumed that we knew about our elections. And we forgot that any kind of machine can be corrupted. They all have modems. Let's go back in time a little bit. Number one, the first mail-in ballot election fraud in the United States that all the media talked about, it happened. It was covered coast to coast. Most people don't know that that happened the second term of Abraham Lincoln. And then if you go back to even LBJ in 1948 running for the Senate, he was getting whooped. At the last minute, his campaign manager hopped into a car, drove to West Texas, and magically found Box 13 that happened to have 202 ballots, exactly what LBJ needed to win. What's the moral of the story? Yeah. Once they find a way to do it, they'll continue to do it every year. It's the way it is. Now, our system is very porous. There's many, many ways to do this. You can even do it without the machines. Let me give you an example. In 2020, with all these mail-in ballots that they sent out everywhere, the post office and the election commission documented that 110,000 of these mail-in ballots came back undeliverable, means no such person, no such address,
right.
No such unit number, deceased, moved, whatever. However, every one of those ballots cannot be accounted for. See, when they send out an envelope with a mail-in ballot in it, and
they're
with
folded,
that security
aren't they?
Envelope,
they're folded, and they should never count a mail-in ballot that's not folded, should they?
That's correct. And so 110,000 of these that look legit went out. When they come back, somebody took them. They opened it, got out a ballot, which was folded right, got out an envelope. They voted it, scribbled on it, and dropped it back in. That is an instance where there were 110,000 absolutely legal ballots, but they were voted illegally. There's many ways they do this. But
well, ballot harvesting, Jovan, look at what they were saying about Mayor Bloomberg winning his third term, that he paid $160 per vote to win his third term because you had ballot harvest. There was a whistleblower from New Jersey, a Democrat, that said he was paid to go to homeless camps, old age homes, Social Security recipients who might not be married, who are alone, you know, give them some money, tell them that they'll take their votes for them, they'll take their ballots for them, or they'll vote for them. Okay, homeless people, they were giving money. This guy was explaining how he did this for Mayor Bloomberg, and that's how Mayor Bloomberg at $160 per person won his third term. You know,
yep.
I mean, they talked about Obama helping, you know, with the computer hammer and the program scorecard, helping Chavez win his election, because at that time, before the 2012 election, because at that time it was convenient for Chavez to be there for some kind of deal we were doing, 2012, I mean, you know, Florida going for Obama, I find that hard to believe, but it did. So,
well,
okay.
The going rate is, it's a racket. Look, the going rate, they're giving $50 gift cards if they can get a hold of your ballot.
Okay,
but it
so
goes
what do
even
you do,
further-
Jovan? What do we do as an American? Do we have a civil war? Or these courts, these rogue courts, you know, like, you know, religion and state, you know, church should be out of the state politics. Okay, church is one thing, government is another. You know, you shouldn't base your decisions if you're voting based solely on your religious beliefs. But I know that they do count. So what do? Where we have cheating and not cheating. What are we supposed to do? What are the American people supposed to do? These cases have, a lot of cases have gotten batted down. Carrie Lake, we're hoping to go forward. What about this case in North Carolina from Brunson and Adams and all about you not having 10 days after the certification, before the certification?
The whole system's rigged from top to bottom. Let me just kind of unpack this for you. Number one, don't expect anything from the lawyers and stuff. In 2020, what happened is there was a group of lawyers put together by the Democrats, and every time a lawyer stepped up to work on a suit, those lawyers filed basically ethic charges against those attorneys, saying they were filing frivolous suits and supporting tearing up democracy. So all of those attorneys got shut down by additional suits. That's why so many attorneys backed out of the deal.
But well, they shouldn't have. And I'm sorry, Siobhan, we're out of time. I hope we can get you back here because we need you longer than a 10-minute, 15-minute segment. Siobhan Pulitzer, inventor, host of the Cut the Crap radio show. He's been at the forefront of exposing our election fraud in 2020 and 2022. You don't want to miss this stuff, folks. Siobhan Pulitzer, we look forward to having you back. Stay tuned.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right with great deals on must-have supplies and services through the end of the year. Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/giftguides. Get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
This report is sponsored by Kia America. Kia America is getting a head start on New Year's and giving people nationwide a chance to see and touch the future with a cross-country tour of the iconic Times Square New Year's Eve 2023 numerals that will illuminate New York City's Times Square on December 31st. Towed cross-country from Los Angeles to New York City by a 2023 Kia Telluride X Pro, stops are scheduled in Las Vegas, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. On December 20th, the numerals will arrive in New York City's Times Square, just in time for the world-famous ball drop on New Year's Eve. For the third consecutive year, Kia is the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, and James Bell, head of corporate communications, Kia America, explains,
"At Kia, we believe in giving back to the local communities in which we live. And what better way than a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see and touch the future, share the fun, and feel the excitement of New Year's Eve in Times Square? We hope this helps accelerate all of the good things to come in 2023.
For more, visit Kia.com.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My baby brother, a father.
Come on, it's time for his nap.
Whoa, he can't sleep on his stomach. Babies should always sleep on their backs in a safety-approved crib, and the sleep area should be clear of blankets, toys, and other loose or soft items. It reduces the risk of SIDS.
SIDS?
You know, sudden infant death syndrome.
Guess I need to start studying up on safe sleep for little man here. Being his favorite uncle comes with big responsibilities.
For more information, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov, sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. You want to give your baby everything, so start with a safe sleep area. Babies younger than one should always be placed to sleep on their backs on a firm and flat surface like a safety-approved crib. And keep blankets, pillows, and other soft or loose items out of the crib when the baby is in it. Learn more about safe sleep for babies at safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Silk or Joe Show. Jane Silk with you this week. So glad to be with you. You know, we live in some very strange times. I mean, I hear business leaders saying they can't really project what's going on the last couple of years because it's been sort of like a roller coaster. You know, one month it's high, the next month low. They project it higher, but then it comes in lower. And it goes for the same for people's finances as well. We've had various different letters and social media posts asking us to talk a little bit more about finance. So here's what we're going to do. We brought in an expert, Mr. Chris Betancourt, wealth management expert and managing director of Merrill Lynch Wealth Management. He oversees over 250 wealth management professionals in the Boston area. And one of the questions, or a couple of questions, I'll put out there for Chris so he can start us off, which we know everybody wants to do. You know, when people hear about wealth management and wealth advisors, automatically, sometimes their head may turn, Chris, to, oh, well, that's only for people with a lot of money. And since the stock market has been up and down, you know, you buy when the stock's low, you sell when it's high. Some even say, well, you know, if you're a little person, the market doesn't make a lot of sense. Chris, welcome to the Silk or Joe Show. What do you say to our listeners and to our social media friends out there who are worried about the economy and their 401ks and pensions and maybe not having enough money and looking too embarrassed to go, you know, search for a wealth advisor?
Oh, well, great question and great to be with you this afternoon. So, a number of things within that question. I think just starting with the, the concern that someone doesn't have enough money to work with an advisor. There's an opportunity for anyone to get advice as it relates to their finances. And at Bank of America, in Merrill Lynch, we serve clients across the wealth continuum. So for someone getting started on savings and investing, we have Better Money Habits, which is an online education platform that we support. For someone that wants to work with an advisor within our Merrill Edge group, that division is dedicated to working with folks who are just getting started on their investing. And then we go all the way up through the continuum to our wealth managers here at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management. So there's help for everybody, and it's important that everybody does get help. And you're right, it has been an up-and-down year, and in fact, you know, particularly
last
difficult
few years, actually. I mean, you know, we've seen pensions, some 401ks get destroyed with the market up and down. You know, funny, Mark Twain said they're not making land anymore. I always thought that real estate, land, you know, property rentals and things like that was always a good investment. And I used to always, you know, tell the kids, and I do it to myself, whenever you get your paycheck, pay yourself first. What do you say to that?
I think that's a great philosophy to pay yourself first.
No matter how much it is, you know, you know, it doesn't really matter how much it is as long as you make that effort, correct? Because it just depends on what your paycheck is and what your monthlies, you know, wind up being. Is that not correct, Chris?
It's correct. The goal should be to save more than you spend. And that way every month you have some amount left over to put toward yourself and towards your future.
Now, let me ask you, somebody wants to contact you or contact your company, which we, as I said earlier, we've had various people contact us through our social media and emails about, because we do have a blog called It's Your Money Dummies. And so, you know, I'd like to know where can people contact you or Merrill Lynch or Merrill Wealth Management, no matter, you know, on whatever scale they are?
Sure. So listeners can visit ML.com. That's the website, ML.com.
We actually launched the recent .com. Oh, my God.
ML.com, as in Merrill Lynch. Yeah, ML.com. We recently launched an online platform called the Merrill Advisor Match, which is a way for people to put in some information on that website, ML.com/advisor match, about themselves. And you'll be matched with an advisor in your geography or a number of advisors that you could reach out to talk about your situation. So it's a great way to get started. And again, it can be at any wealth level. It doesn't have to be a minimum amount of investable assets. Anyone can use that tool.
And also, there are, let's face it, we have 65 plus million people on Social Security. Some have investments. Some, you know, rely a lot on Social Security. What if some have investments and wanted to change or thought they, you know, it's too late for them? What do you say to somebody who says, oh, it's too late for me?
Well, it's never too late to put a financial plan in place. And that usually is the most important and first step to any conversation around investments. You can't make smart investment decisions of any kind unless you have a financial plan in place. And so that's part of the first thing that an advisor at Merrill Lynch will help somebody with.
Well, again, let's tell everybody the website, ML.com. Come on, folks. I mean, you don't even need a pencil for that. ML, Merrill Lynch, ML.com. And then what was the / again, please, for those who would like to be matched to an advisor?
Yeah, it's ML.com/ advisor match. That's one word. So ADVISORMATCH.
That's easy. Advisor match. So, Chris, again, anybody, anytime, no matter if they used to have an advisor or if they were doing well in the market and all of a sudden they lost because of the, you know, the roller coaster ride that we see as our economy. And of course, you know, inflation being so high, higher than 40 years, you have the middle class now having a tough time. And some in the middle class are actually spending more than they're earning. Anybody, no matter what category or how far or how old, how young, should be able to do this, correct? I mean, because again, some people are embarrassed that they may not have done it before, and they might be looked upon as, silly because they waited so long. You know, there people do have a certain amount of pride or dignity that they don't always like to put out there.
Oh yeah, I certainly can understand that. The answer to your question is anybody. It's never too soon or too late to get started. The important thing is that you do get started.
There you go. Chris Betancourt, thank you so much. ML.com and ML.com Advisor Match, wealth management expert and managing director of Merrill Lynch Wealth Management. Chris Betancourt, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Everyone, what can I say? It's the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to seeing you next week, hearing you next week. And don't forget, www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. Cheers. Take care. God bless. And go America.
The The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, MainStreetRadioNetwork.com.